AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, and hello, 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 and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I hope that everyone's having a great day. Boy, does it feel like summer out there. It's a little bit humid, and, you know, we're just all getting riled up and prepared over at Waterfire for an incredible July 18th celebration. It's been, a month. Whole month since our last Waterfire, which is to me very strange. I've been a Waterfire for 10 years, and usually, you know, it's not that long in between one fire to another. So I think it's going to be a big one. We've got massive celebrations happening. And last week we were gifted with the presence of Gary Furtado from Navigant Credit Union, celebrating 100 years. So there's going to be a ring of fire. And the other sponsor for the evening is Cox Business, a great, great partner of Waterfire. Not only Cox Business, but Cox Communications as well. 14 years of sponsorship. That's what we call a loyal partner, not only to Waterfire, but to our community. And we've got a lot of great things happening and some great interviews on the show today. We're going to be talking to Tim Blankenship, who, as everyone knows, Barnaby Evans is usually with me as my co-host. But I am so excited about this because Tim Blankenship, who is our social media guru, our website guru, he's got a proper title, the interactive media manager, but I think he really does a little bit of it all, and he creates all these fun things that are going to be happening at Waterfire. So hello, Tim.
Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks for getting out of the office. I know that you like work almost 24/7. You're in the office like 9 o'clock at night, really trying to keep up with everything. That's what, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, there's a lot of late hours, and there's a lot going on. And like you said, we're coming back after a bit of a break, and I think that's really exciting because these breaks, they give us plenty of time to think up all kinds of neat new things we can bring to our audience at our events.
Well, and I know you're always doing neat new things. One, you've expanded our Facebook page to how many fans?
We're closing in at 75,000.
75,000. That's a pretty good number, isn't it?
I'm happy with it. It's grown a lot. I've been managing that full time now for about 3 years, and when I started, we're just under 30,000. So yeah, I'm definitely very happy with where we've been and where we're going and what we've been able to do.
And you are like the tweeting Twitter man for Waterfire. I know that. And then I also know, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show, but you've created these wonderful, not only fundraising campaigns, you know, when we needed to get a truck and then we needed to get a forklift, but you've created a lot of fun interactive activities because so many people are following us all the time. So I think that, you know, we're going to talk about what's happening with this scavenger hunt on Instagram, which is brand new. It's kind of like your baby that you're bringing to everybody at Waterfire so we can involve the community, right?
Yeah, this is the first time we've done something like this. And I have two interns this summer that have been really great. One is from Providence College, and the other is at Fairfield University in Connecticut. And I sort of gave them the assignment to come up with something fun that we can do on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And they brought this idea to me of doing a scavenger hunt that's all done through social media. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's definitely
been fun
to plan.
Don't talk too much about it because I'm going to be peeling it out of you a little bit later on in the program. And we've also got one, and I'm so glad you're here as well because we've got our incredible sponsor. We've got actually Dan Anolf, who is coming as the Director of Communications for Cox Communications and Cox Business. We've also, I think we'll be joined by Suzette Roberts pretty soon, maybe after the break. And talking about, you know, why Waterfire, why such a long-standing commitment to Waterfire, what we're expecting this weekend at Waterfire, but even more so, I don't think people are aware of all of the different initiatives that Cox has, whether it is community-oriented or, you know, even in the business side of things. They're really coming up with incredible solutions, and they've got a lot of wonderful programs. So we'll be talking to Dana about that in just a second. We'll introduce her. And also, of course, you know, we've got Spaga Hash. And I don't know if many people know who Spaga is, but if you've been down to Waterfire, And, you know, he's now comes in maybe for four or five times throughout the season, and we've got incredible fire spinners all around. But Spaga, you cannot miss. He's the man without the shirt and those fire pants, and he's got the very long ponytail and the bald head, and he's been with us forever, and he is probably one of the most amazing fire spinners and musicians and artists that I know. And right now, the reason that he hasn't been at Water Fire is because he moved down to New Orleans, and so he's playing music on Bourbon Street, which is pretty crazy. And he was nice enough to, when I called him up today, to say that he would get out of his gig for 15 minutes and talk to us from, you know, Nolo, which is really nice. And so we'll be able to hear what's going on with Spaga, because he'll be here this weekend with us, and I think he's got some really special things that he's going to be doing this weekend. But, you know, back to our guests. Dana, how are you?
Terrific, Bronwyn. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad to have you here. And glad, you know, so proud to be able to call Cox Communications and Cox Business. So Cox Business is really the sponsor of this fire. And Cox Communications, for anyone who doesn't know, is also one of our very large media partners at Water Fire and a season sponsor. So it's kind of, you know, so it's Cox Communications, the big umbrella. And then Cox Business is a division of Cox Communications. Can you explain a little bit more what Cox Business is?
Cox Business, we have residential mm-hmm. and business. And that's probably the easiest way to divide the company up. Cox Business is proud to have been a season sponsor for Water Fire for the past 14 years, and we're really looking forward to being there on the weekend on July 18th for co-sponsoring that full lighting you've got going on. We're also going to be hosting over 200 customers and guests at a private hospitality event. Well.
I've seen that Cox Communications hospitality event, and you guys are always jam-packed with just great people, because you'll see me sliding in and out of there. But, you know, I guess the question is, for 14 years, why Water Fire? Is there something about the feeling that you get when you're at Water Fire, or that your clients, that you hear, like their experience, that what is it about Water Fire that makes you keep on coming back?
Well, Water Fire is truly a unique arts experience. You can't duplicate any place else, and we're proud to be tied into such a wonderful event. We really care about investing in the city of Providence and doing all sorts of things, whether it's creating Wi-Fi hotspots or doing things for the Boys and Girls Club or dealing with Water Fire. We just really care about where we are.
So talking about Wi-Fi hotspots, I know that there's one in Kennedy Plaza. I am not so well-versed in this. Tim might be even more well-versed in the Wi-Fi hotspots. And really what that means, does that mean that it's Cox customers that are able to access the Wi-Fi hotspots, or is it anybody? How does that work?
Well, the Cox Wi-Fi in Providence, which is at Kennedy Plaza, mm-hmm. Provides high-speed internet customers access to internet on the go at no additional charge, and it's part of a nationwide network mm-hmm. of over 400,000 cable Wi-Fi hotspots in cities like Boston, New York, San Francisco, and we're proud to say Providence, too.
Very nice, and I know I heard it like a... All right, I'm really good at keeping a secret, so I'm not going to say the secret, but I heard that you're actually going to be unveiling a new hotspot in a hot city here in our lovely state of Rhode Island. When does that happen?
That happens tomorrow afternoon, yes. So we're spreading the hotspot zones throughout Rhode Island, and step two is tomorrow.
That's, see, another community service that you're doing there. And talking about community service, you know, again, I know that Water Fire community event that we really fit into your giving schedule and what you do. But can you tell us a little bit about some of the focuses and some of the things that Cox is doing in the community besides Water Fire? Because I know it's large and that you have a lot of different initiatives and you give a lot of money. Isn't it so much the $2 to $5 million or over the past few years?
Yep. Since 2001, Cox has invested more than $5.6 million in grants and in-kind support to more than 130 organizations throughout Rhode Island and Connecticut, which is part of our Northeast region.
That's a lot of support, you know, and especially here in Rhode Island, there are so many different groups and so many great causes that I find that, you know, one, sometimes it's very hard for if you're a small group to get some funding, and there's a lot of competition for that. So when companies like Cox who are so large here are actually giving back to the community and helping to lift us up. That's great. And I think it was you that was saying to me that it's also that you're looking to not only lift people up, but also lift people up and help with the economy in Rhode Island, to help bring everybody up. So even as you're working with some of these other organizations, it's how do those organizations help to lift the economy in Rhode Island? And one of the things that Barnaby and I always repeat over and over again is that the arts community has such an incredible effect on our Rhode Island state economy. And that's really one of the things that you look to do, right?
Yes, we participate in boards. We help children are sort of our focus point for our corporate social responsibility is middle school students and STEM, science, technology, education, and math. Mm-hmm. And one of those areas that we try to help not just middle school students, but anybody who's K through 12 is a program called Connect to Compete. And Connect to Compete is a helpful part of child education and future that gets households who don't have the internet, mm-hmm. the internet at a very low cost.
That is so important because computers, and Tim, I mean...
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, if you, in this day and age, if you're trying to do your homework even, I'm sure that there's kids, if they don't have that computer at home, they're at such a disadvantage.
You're so right, Tim, especially because you can say that kids can go to the library, but the library may close at a certain hour, or kids mm-hmm. might be able to work at school, but the school building's going to close at a certain hour. And we know homework has to happen, at non-traditional hours. So being able to do that from home and making everybody have the ability to be on a computer is key.
And what's really great about this, so I was reading about it, and so in order to be eligible for this, you have to have at least one child eligible for the free lunches through the National School Lunch Program. You have not subscribed to Cox High Speed Internet Services within the last 90 days, which I would imagine if they don't have internet, or that they probably haven't, and you have no outstanding bills or unreturned equipment to Cox. But what a service, again, for those who don't have access to these very, very important tools that we need to get our children really up to speed, and especially those who are underserved or underprivileged. I'm looking forward to talking more about not only this program, but some of your others. We're speaking with Dana Nolf from Cox Communications about really everything that they're doing in this community. Very, very proud to call you our partner and part of the WaterFire family. You are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business in WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island. When we come back, a little bit more with Cox. And then after that, as we said, we're talking all about scavenger hunts and social media. And then talking to our friend who's down in, New Orleans on Bourbon Street. Hello, and welcome back. You are listening to WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we are getting all geared up for this Saturday, July 18th. After one long month of no WaterFire, we are coming back, and we're coming back strong from now on and from July 18th on to October 3rd, believe it or not. Actually, September 26th. Yeah, we go up every other week. So it's going to be bang, 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 some of the biggest fires, and we're kicking off this stretch with not only Navigant Credit Union and their 100th anniversary, but also Cox Business, a long-standing supporter of WaterFire. And we've just been having a great conversation with Dana Nolf. Dana, thanks again for joining us. And, we were talking about what Cox does in our community, and it's really a lot more than I think people are even aware of. And we were speaking about this great new program that you have called Connect to Compete. And I also, before we get back to you, Dana, I want to invite, and we had already talked about this, Suzette Roberts. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad you can join us because there's some other things that I've been learning about Cox Business and, you know, some of the initiatives that you have. I'm so looking forward to our audience knowing what it is that you're doing. But I'm going to go back and just first talk to Dan a little bit more about the community support and this Connect to Compete. Again, if you're just joining us now, what that is Dana, do you want to take it from here and explain it one more time for people in a nutshell?
Certainly. Connect to Compete is a program that gets high-speed, low-cost internet into homes that do not have it, for students K through 12, for families that have at least one eligible child who is in the National School Lunch Program.
I think, you know, and again, Tim Blankenship, who's here and my co-host for today, and our social media guru, so he knows a lot about computers, we were both just saying that it is absolutely crucial, especially with the way that kids are learning right now and how things are changing in the classroom, and especially just in the world in general.
Yeah, I can imagine just that so much, you know, research that needs to go on, and that, you know, I'm sure some of these schools are even using online methods for disseminating homework, for submitting homework, for taking tests, and I can imagine just how important this program is for a lot of families with young kids these days.
Yeah, so what an incredible resource. And now I know that there's, again, when you talked about it, I'm just going to hit them one more time, who's eligible, unless you'd like to do it, Dana?
Either way, as I said, one child who is on the free school lunch program, who has not subscribed to Cox high-speed internet within the last 90 days and would have no outstanding bills or unreturned equipment with Cox. But we shouldn't just think about it for the kids, which it really is, but think about it for the whole family, because mm-hmm. you could do job searches you might not have that ability
Excellent
to do.
Point.
You could
yeah.
send emails to stay in touch with family. So
pay your bills.
It's really
yeah.
about learning, but there are so many other things that are really important when we think about having a computer in the home.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I had my mind set on children for some reason, and what a great, you know, as people are job hunting and job searching right now, that a lot of people only take your resume through an internet portal these days, and you've got to send it that way, and then they kind of weave through things. So what a wonderful point, and I know $9.95 a month for people who qualify. So again, Cox helping to make things accessible to our entire community. Reminds me of WaterFire. You sponsor WaterFire. We make something accessible to the entire community. So mm-hmm. even if you don't have any money, you can come down with your family and enjoy a really beautiful night. And that mm-hmm. only happens when people like Cox step up to the plate and say, well, this is important to us, and we want to make sure that people have what they need, not only, you know, for work and whether it's on the computer side of things and Wi-Fi, but also when it comes to that social aspect and that spiritual aspect of and enjoyment and fun. So, and you guys are a fun bunch.
I try to be.
I've been working with you for a long time. I know the whole group. You guys are a blast.
Okay. So if you're eligible or you think you're eligible, we'd love you to visit Connect to Compete, two being the number two. So connect2compete.org/Cox, or by calling 1-855-222-3252.
Yeah, you know what? Tim, when we go back to the office, can we put that on the website?
Yeah, we can definitely put these up on our website, and we'll have all the links from everything we talked about today up there.
Thanks. Yeah. We want to help as many people as we can.
Definitely.
Exactly. And again, I know that you're giving to a lot of different organizations. I have the Boys and Girls Club, Center for Dynamic Learning, a crusade in Rhode Island. So as you look at that, what would you say the underlying mission of Cox Business is as you go and you look at what you're going to support in the community? Is it education or accessibility?
I would say it's all of those things. We definitely try to support our customers, too, so that we're giving back to the customers that support us. And then it is the accessibility, too, making sure that everybody has access to internet and voice and video services that they need.
Yeah, and everything seems to be moving so quickly. So when I look at Cox Business, and, well, I mean, now there's home security systems, right, where I could check on my dog if I wanted to. And
yeah, it's actually Cox Business Security Solutions. So kind of like our home service, it's a service for businesses, and it's a little, you know, more souped up for business class. But basically it offers detection services 24 7 detection services, which provides alerts to let you know if someone's entered your business or if you just want to keep tabs on who's coming and going. And then there's also high-definition surveillance cameras, too. So you can, check in visually on the business and then also capture that and record that video for future use.
Yeah, that's great. I think because I don't know how much security systems cost, but to be able to have that at the touch of your fingers to me sounds like that's something that's really important, especially if you need to respond very quickly.
Absolutely. And for a business owner, it's our solution is unique and very affordable because they don't have to necessarily invest in all this equipment and then worry about upgrades and things like that. The equipment is leased from us, and then we support the service from a technical standpoint. And ongoing upgrades to the software and the equipment going forward, we change that out as needed. So it's a very affordable solution, and then the accessibility is either through their smartphone or their laptop or tablet. So it just makes you don't have to be at your business 24/7 now to know that it's protected.
And that's got to be a good feeling.
Absolutely.
and I also know, I was reading this on your website, believe it or not, about the conservation means innovation at Cox. And I did not know how eco-friendly and environmentally friendly and that this is just such a big thing that or initiative at Cox.
Cox is a very green company, all the way down to our cafeteria, where we individually, when we're done with lunch, we sort our trash, and there's signs above each trash bin that the forks go here and the plates go there and the plastic that can't be recycled goes in this other place. Even the coffee that we drink, our pods are green and recyclable and compostable, and it was deliberately chosen so that we could be as green as possible.
Yeah, and I read, 90% of network operations vehicles use they utilize a hybrid operating system.
Correct.
With zero emissions.
Correct.
So there seems to be just really something that really ties together as we look at Cox, their, again, commitment to our community, but also to our world, trying to make things better, faster, easier, and more accessible for people. And certainly, we are very glad to have you as part of the WaterFire family. Suzette, is there anything that you just would like to close out with about Cox Business that we should all know about? A quick little...
Absolutely. I would love to mention our Get Started Rhode Island event. It's our third annual event, and it's a way that we are recognizing local entrepreneurs. It's kind of like if you think of Shark Tank, it's our version of Shark Tank. And basically what we're doing right now is inviting local entrepreneurs to register to pitch their business. We'll select 5 to 6 finalists to compete in an event that happens September 24th at Harbor Lights in Warwick. So right now they can go to our website, which is coxblue.com/getstartedRI, and they can either register their businesses. It's a very simple process, and just let us know a little bit more about them, or they could register to attend the event.
And is there a deadline for these registrations?
Yes, ideally we'd like them to register by the end of July.
All right, so what we'll do again is we'll put a link to that on the website, because $10,000 really helps somebody.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so we'll be back in a little while. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for joining us and for helping WaterFire.
Thank you.
Thank you.